The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Imogen West Knight, good morning.
Morning. Hi.
Hi. And Imogen, you're a novelist and a journalist, but you have coined a two-word phrase for one pandemic phenomenon that we all know, and that's treat brain. What's treat
that's
brain?
That's right. So, I mean, I can't actually claim to have coined it. I wrote a piece for the FT about this, but actually it was coined by my friend Gráinne Pollock, who was staying with me in London where she lives because her boyfriend needed to isolate in their flat. And one evening she got a takeaway, you know, it was a Wednesday or whatever, and I was watching trashy TV and we got kind of talking about the fact that we were treating ourselves to these kinds of things, but doing it all of the time since the pandemic. And she just said, well, that's treat brain. And it was like a light bulb went on. I was like, oh my God. I have that.
How did treat brain manifest for you, Imogen?
Well, so for me, it was all kinds of different things. It was the more expensive bottle of wine. It was fancy chocolate. It was pizza. It was having a long bath. It was just relaxing more than I would otherwise have done, I think. Being slightly more indulgent in all kinds of ways, really.
Yeah. Not a terrible thing in itself. Of course, we're all riddled with guilt about these things, but it's probably not the worst thing in the world to enjoy yourself a bit more, is it?
No, exactly. Well, I mean, this is the thing that I got to thinking about with treat brain was like initially during the pandemic anyway, I was like, oh God, this is terrible. I need to change this behavior after the lockdowns end and go back to my old ways. But now the lockdowns have ended and I kind of just want to keep enjoying myself. Mm. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with people taking a look at the way that they used to live before the pandemic and saying, well, maybe I wasn't enjoying myself enough.
Yeah. Now, it did, in fairness, it made a particular kind of sense in the pandemic because we had nothing to look forward to. I speak about it in the past, which is, I know, very optimistic of me, but let's just do that for simplicity's sake.
Sure.
Like, we had nothing to look forward to in those really bleak days. So I suppose, like, we a survival instinct kicked in where we thought, okay, I'll get through the day with little dopamine bumps. A guy might arrive with a parcel of stuff I'm going to send back, or there's a guy coming with food or whatever. I mean, it's logical, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We just needed to introduce a little bit of something to look forward to into our lives when there were no plans. You know, previously, I think I didn't realize how much the kind of humdrum stuff of day-to-day life was made bearable by being like, oh, I'm going to the cinema on the weekend, or I'm having lunch with my family, or whatever it was.
Yeah. Now, I guess, okay, so you're saying you're happy to continue treat brain for another while, but I think the problem for a lot of us is it is a bit baked into us now, and we probably do need to get back to some kind of a less indulgent lifestyle. And you spoke to some experts and stuff about this. Tell me about habit loops.
Yeah, so this was something that a behavioral scientist was telling me about we have to make thousands of decisions every day, whether that's like, what will I have for breakfast? Where will I sit on the train? You know, which path through this crowd of people will I take? Tiny things like that that build up to a lot of activity for a brain to do. So the brain creates habit loops, which are these things where it's like automatic behaviors. It's like, I know that I will do this thing automatically, and therefore my brain doesn't have to expend any energy on it. But habits can only be triggered by your environment. So if you change the environment by like locking people inside 23 hours a day, then the habit loops disappear and it leaves room for all these new habits to emerge.
Which probably revolve around the different triggers like the couch and the TV and
exactly.
and the Deliveroo or whatever and all that kind of thing, isn't
yeah,
it? So,
yeah.
So how do the experts think that if we do want to break the cycle a little bit now and get back into kind of new, maybe slightly healthier habit loops, how do we break that cycle?
Yeah, so I mean, apparently the way that we change our habits isn't mostly by willpower. That's a misconception that a lot of people have. It's by making small victories and feeling pleased with ourselves for doing that. So, like, for let's say you have like a slice of bean cheese every day after dinner, then maybe initially you could be like, I'm only going to do that 6 nights a week, or then 5 nights a week, and you'll be pleased with yourself for having achieved that small thing, which then spurs you on to keep going, and eventually maybe you'll just cut that habit out.
Okay, so it's a kind of a virtuous cycle, basically. And so what you're saying is we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves initially, really, and try and spring right back into being perfect. Just
Little
incremental changes all the time, yeah?
Yeah, that's apparently the key to success.
Okay, but on the other hand, you've decided I'm going to keep a bit of treat brain going forward. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously, you know, you can't just keep spending way over your means or like only eat mac and cheese or whatever for every meal. But I think, you know, during the pandemic, I was like, I want to try and enjoy my life as much as I can because it's pretty rubbish at the moment. And now I'm like, I want to enjoy my life because the pandemic has kind of receded, at least for now. So maybe I just want to enjoy my life in general.
That is a revolutionary but brilliant idea. Imogen West-Knights, thank you very much. And now just after 12 noon, we will pause for the Angelus.